It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
It's time for the download on Chicago Business. This is our weekly segment where we talk to entrepreneurs and CEOs. They tell us their stories so we can better understand ours. Tonight, we get out of the studio to visit Polyscience in Niles. The company has been in the heating and cooling business for years, but that doesn't mean what you think it means. Polyscience doesn't deal with furnaces or controlling the temperature of air. They deal with liquid or gas. They're one of the preeminent businesses working with precise temperature control. They sell most of their equipment to labs, chemical, medical, industrial, everywhere you need a certain temperature to stay that way. The company has been around since 1963, and today they employ about 180 people at their facilities on TUI, and they are international. The owner of the company is a rock star in the world of temperature control, Philip Preston. Preston has taken his family business and supersized it while creating new ways to apply his expertise. For instance, cooking. His methods of using temperature control have attracted some of the biggest names in the culinary world. Even Grant Achatz at Alinea has used Preston's techniques. There are several other gadgets and gizmos and cool applications that use this science. The creativity and the passion from Preston is infectious. I'm excited just introducing this segment. He gave me a tour of the factory in Niles, a perfect place to talk manufacturing, temperature control, and doing business in Chicago. All right, Philip, we're in your factory here on TUI, right here in Niles. You have been at the forefront of temperature control. And a lot of people listening right now would be like, I don't know what that means and how you make business around that. But talk about how you got involved with this.
Well, Polyscience was founded in 1963 by my father, and our specialty was really always revolving around precise temperature control for mostly laboratory applications. If you need to know how thick something is, for example, whether it's your motor oil or your barbecue sauce, you have to measure the viscosity or thickness at a specific temperature. And there are many, many applications where precise temperature control is essential, and that was really the niche that we carved out.
That niche was obviously, when you talk about in the 60s and even into the 70s, you know, that obviously was happening. You've taken this business in an entirely different direction to innovate and to think about ways temperature control can be used in all sorts of things. You know, as we're looking here, we're talking about right in the middle of this factory as you're cutting metal and dealing with lasers to just at-home cooking. There are a lot of different ways temperature control works.
Yeah, it's countless how many times it touches your life in a given day. You know, from if you pick up your phone, well, it was probably injection molded, and those molds were cooled by a liquid chiller. We actually have always been exploring new opportunities in temperature control, from back in the days of DNA amplification, being on the forefront of that. They actually built the majority of the unit that tested OJ's glove. And then, you know, a short time back, I remember demonstrating sous vide cooking over 10 years ago at the NRA show, and people walking by our booth had no idea what we were even talking about with precise temperature cooking.
And now precise temperature cooking is that is the rage. That's what all the chefs from the biggest in Chicago at Alinea and down the line, that's what they want.
Yeah, really, the chefs have realized that it gives them that precise, repeatable result every time, and they can focus their skills on other things like the sauce that might go on it.
You know, focus is a good question for a businessman like yourself, because you have, when you are really at the forefront of your industry and you are finding new ways to innovate and use temperature control, you could go in one way where you support the cannabis industry and when it comes to chilling and cooling, the needs for that industry. You can go to laser controls and all of the different applications that you could go with cooking. There are a lot of different ways to go. How do you, as the owner of this company, prioritize and make sure that you're focused on the task at hand?
I generally will look at things in terms of what markets are emerging markets, because that's a great place to put your footprint down. Most recently, you mentioned, of course, the botanical extraction industry, which, of course, is cannabis. This is a tremendous growth market right now. So we have done a lot at Polyscience to say we'll have the right products to serve that need and position ourselves at the shows and partner with the right integrators to make sure that Polyscience is at the forefront. But it's the same thing we did 10 years ago in the culinary market.
You, as this ever-expanding world that we're talking about, and like, so we're standing in the middle of your factory in Niles, what are the challenges for a business like this that continues to grow when you get into emerging markets? Is it keeping up with the trends? Is it personnel? Is it keeping your eyes as big as your, you know, as your brain and that kind of thing? Like, what are the biggest challenges for Polyscience?
Well, it's amazing the number of challenges you're faced with in a manufacturing facility because, you know, first and foremost, you always have to put your focus on taking the product you have and having systems in place that will drive continuous improvement of that product because there's no future in being an okay manufacturer. I see it as your goal always has to be to be the absolute highest quality manufacturer there is, even if you're not the cheapest. So that's a huge focus. I think one of the greatest challenges, though, is that when you identify an opportunity, you want to capitalize on it immediately.
Right.
But there are projects, for example, we're just launching a new line of recirculating chillers that is over 4 years in development. And so it doesn't come as fast as you want. And I think that's the greatest frustration as a business owner.
You know, when you talk about this facility and you have to continually stay with the trends and you have to expand and you also have to upgrade, those are challenges as well to make sure that you're thinking 20, 30, 40 years in advance when it comes to some of the equipment that you have in this room.
Well, we're an ISO 9001 certified company, but also ISO 14000 certified, which really puts a tremendous focus on the environment. And the laboratory industry in general is very, very conscious of environmental concerns. And so I see it as not just a business decision, but a very personal decision that we do things in an extremely environmentally conscious way, and this is leading to major changes in our production facility right now to set up the ability to build product with the refrigerant gases that aren't here yet but are coming.
Right.
Actually, Europe has been ahead of the U.S. in this area. And if, in fact, you bought a refrigerator 3 years ago in Europe, it was charged with completely different refrigerant gases from what we use in the U.S.
For you, what drives you? Because you were showing us poached eggs earlier. You were walking us through the factory. Your eyes, I mean, your smile, everything about it, you're very curious and you're very excited about this. What drives you? Is it the excitement about the new emerging technology or innovation in this industry, or is it running this business?
I think it's a combination of the two. I think, you know, we're always, at least for me, I'm always most excited, though, about learning new things and bringing new things to market. There's nothing more fun than when you can show someone something they've just never seen before. And actually, with our culinary business, that was always the mantra, you know, where I would always be, my standard line was, Polyscience is not going to be known for the new button on the dishwasher. Okay? I always want to see, that's our new bell, by the way. The new kinder, gentler bell.
The kinder, gentler bell, yeah. Up here at Polyscience.
Yeah. But our initiative has always been to bring things to customers and show a product at trade show that people just haven't seen before. And there's nothing more fun than when you can release a product that you're telling someone, well, you know, for example, our smoking gun, this will smoke water so you could have smoked ice cubes in your drink. And This is something no one had ever even thought of before.
My last question, this is called the download on Chicago business. Being a Chicago area business, is manufacturing good in Chicago? And then also sciences. I mean, there's this idea that you're both. You're a manufacturing plant here in Niles, but you're also on the cutting edge of very important sciences for all of our sort of applications and technologies. Is Chicago a good place for that?
Chicago has tremendous benefits. I personally love Chicago. I love the whole Midwest, I don't know, ethics, I think is how I would word it. I would love it if our politics would be a little more business friendly. But in general, transportation is awesome. The people here are awesome. And this is where my roots are.
Philip Preston of PolyScience. We're in at PolyScience right here on TUI in Niles. Thanks so much for giving us a tour and talking with us today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.